look through the brachos recited in Sheva Brachos, the end of benching, there seems to be a common theme, an emphasis on the concept of creation. There are words used such as bara, creation, synonyms as yitzira, and these are, the Maharsha and Ksubas points out that there's difference, there are different types of creations, spiritual creations, physical creations, bria, yitzira, asiya, but there's a tremendous focus on the creation of the world throughout the seven brachos. And the question is why? Yes, we know Adam and Chava were the first couple ever to exist. But do we relate back to the creation of the world when it comes to the other days of creation? When it comes to shechting an animal, do we discuss the creation of animals? When it comes to water, do we discuss the creation of water, of light? We don't do so. So why, when it comes to a chasana, do we focus on creation, what happened so long ago? And we don't do so when it comes to all other aspects of creation. Another thing that bothered me is that when focusing on the Ma'amari Chazal in the Gemaras and Sota about how Chazal depict a Shidduch, it seems to have a negative attitude. It seems to portray a struggle. Chazal say, Kasha Lezavkum, creating a Zivug, is Kasha Kakriyas Yamsuf. And Chazal say, they go on in the Gemara and Sota, and they say, if a Chosin and Kal Lezachu, if they merit, then Shechina Beneim, the Gemara says, Ish V'Isha, is really a function of the letters Aleph and Shin. Just the Ish has a Yud, and the woman, the female has a Hey Isha, and the Ribbono Shel Olam puts his name Yud Kei into the Ish V'Isha, and with the Ribbono Shel Olam's Chus, so then they can function and they can sustain themselves. However, the Gemara says, Zachu Shechina Beinehem. Lo Zachu, so one would think that the parallel, the end of the statement would be, Lo Zachu Ein Shechina Beinehem. Im Zachu Shechina Beinehem. So then Im Lo Zachu, if they were not Zocha, they did not merit, so then the Shechina removes itself. However, the Gemara does not say so. The Gemara is much more severe, and the Gemara says, Zachu Shechina Beinehem, and Lo Zachu Eishol Chlasam. Then they are left as fire, and they are self-destructive. It's a scary statement. And yet one would think that if the statement should finish, it's without the Shechina. The Gemara tells us, no. A Shidduch without Shechina is self-destructive, is Eish Ochlasam, is just the Aleph and Shin, which is Eish, fire. Why so severe? What is the importance of Shechina have to do with the Shechina, have to do with the Shidduch? The answer to these questions lies in an idea of the Maharal in his Sefer Be'er HaGola. The Maharal writes, as many of us know, men and women are very different. And they really don't belong together. And they really can't fit together. Women are interested in A, men are interested in B, men always forget about A, women always remember about A. There are just certain things that should not stim. Yet the Maharal writes, the Medrash tells us, that one of the, a woman came up to one of the Tanoim and said, how do I know, where can I find in this world that God exists? Where can I see that He's creating even today? I know that God created the world many years ago. Alright, and yes, the world does have to exist and is ongoing because of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But where can I see a creation right now? I want one right in front of my eyes. I want to see a creation. And the Tana answered that woman and she said, and he said, if you want to see an ongoing creation, Bizman Azeh, right here, right now, the Ribbono Shel Olam creates Shidduchim. He's Yoshevu Mizavig Zivugim. That is the ongoing day-to-day creation that exists in the world. It is all Biyad Hashem. A Shidduch without the Shechina, without the Ribbono Shel'Olam resting within it, cannot exist. It's self-destructive. It's Esh Ochlasam. A man and a woman are not meant to be together without the help of Nesiyata Dishmaya of the Ribbono Shel'Olam. And the Nes that the Ribbono Shel'Olam creates by adding and by involving himself with Zivugim, with creating Shiduchim, is a Nes that is every day like a Nes like Shesh Yimei Bereishis. And that is why, Rabosai, the Chazal stress and focus that it's Kikriyas Yamsav Itzo Kasha. The Ribbono Shel'Olam's involvement in ongoing creation that exists in the world, what is it? It's Kikriyas Yamsav. Shidduchim is as if you are taking part in the creation of the world. And that is the creation that exists in our lives, Bizman HaZeh, in front of our eyes. And that is why we focus on Bore Asher Bara, Shakol Bara Lechvodo, Asher Bara Sasa Mesimcha, Yotzer HaAdam. The creation is relevant now during Sheva Brachos. That is what the Maharal explains. That is why Kasha Kikriyas Yamsuf. Because it is. It's on the same par, the creation of Sheshes Yimei Bereishis. And that's why we focus on creation throughout the Sheva Brachos. And that's why, if the Shechina does not find itself, and there's no Siyata Deshmaya in the Shidduch, then Nebuch, it's not just Ein Shechina Beinehem. Rather, it's more severe. It's Eish Ochlosim, it's just an Aleph and Shin. It's self-destructive. Man and woman can only coexist with the Siyata Deshmaya, with the Ribbono Shalom's help. That is what the Maharal explains. This is the creation that we see before our eyes. Chazal tell us that there's a Vilna Gaon that writes that the word Pilegesh, Pilagshim, is Aramaic for plag shame. Some of the Rishonim describe what is a Pilegesh. A man has two options how to fulfill his mitzvah of Pru Revu. He can get a wife, acquire a wife, or the Rishonim say on a biblical level, one could acquire a Pilegesh. A woman that he marries, according to some Rishonim. However, he doesn't have a ksuba. And the Vilna Gaon writes, the significance of a ksuba is presenting God's name in its full sense. The ksuba is milashon ksav, a document, vav ke. Yud ke is found in ish and isha. Ish v'isha zachu yud ke. But the rest of the Shem Hashem, the vav ke, is with the Mesiris HaKsuba, underneath the Chuppah, the full Yud Kei Vav Kei comes to fruition underneath the Chuppah, at the climax of the Shidduch, and that's when we're Mashlin the Shem Hashem, and the Ribbono Shel Olam rests his Shechina with his full name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, with the giving over of the Ksuba, and that is the full Hashras HaShechina.